this is what he do. And you can hear it here.
Who really, really gets it. Again, a liberal Democrat. And he calls it my plan to destroy America. My plan to destroy America. And a hat tip to our partners at FAIR who provided this to me, and this has never been played before. Cut one, go.
I would like to share with you my plan to destroy America. If you think, and some do, that America is too smug, too rich, too self-satisfied, not diverse enough, too white bread, I have this plan. Toynbee, you know, said that all great nations rise and they all fall. And he said, and the autopsy of history is all great nations commit suicide. So here's my plan, 8 parts. Number one, I'd make it a bilingual, bicultural country. History shows us that no bilingual, bicultural country lives at peace with itself. There's not one, I believe, that doesn't exist with an incredible amount of tension. And conflict, if not civil war. My second part of my plan would be to invent something called multiculturalism. This would be 2 parts. Number one, I would say that all cultures are created equal. It would make no difference and make it impossible to talk about such things as culture. And the second one is that I would really try very hard to make people continue their cultural identity. I would replace the melting pot with the salad bowl. My third part of my plan would be to make the fastest growing demographic group in that country the least educated. I would add a second underclass to the first underclass, unassimilated, undereducated, antagonistic, and then I'd have 50% of them drop out of school, not graduate from high school. The fourth part of my plan would be to get the big foundations to fund, and big business, to fund these efforts with lots of money. I would invest in ethnic identity and victimology. I would get them to think about their lack of success was only the fault of the majority. I would start a grievance industry. The fifth part of my plan is I would develop dual citizenship. I would promise people actually divided loyalties, allow them to vote for both Vicente Fox and George Bush. The sixth part, and this is important, I would place all of these subjects off limits. I would make it taboo to talk about, actually, or criticize this whole thing. I would make it come up with a word like heretic used to be 200 years ago, let's say we call it racist, and I would try to accuse anybody of this that would object to my ideas. My seventh part then, I would make it impossible to enforce our immigration laws. I would develop a mantra, let's call it this, that because immigration has been good in the past for America, it will continue to be good in the future. My eighth and last part, and it's important, is I would censor this book. This man is dangerous. He's on to my plan. Don't read this book.
And he's pointing to our friend Victor Davis Hanson in his book, Mexifornia, where he lays out the case. This is 10.5 years ago where he gave this speech. And he was right on, wasn't he?
Now, isn't that interesting? Now, understand this is 2003, October 2003. And he puts it down. And now you're looking at this about 25 years later, and you see the plan is in full effect from the Democratic Party. What did he say? The first thing he do was bilingual and bicultural, have a bilingual and bicultural country, because they'll start a civil war. And I can remember when we was telling them that we need to make English the national language, that we don't need to have languages here in the United States of America. For the first 200 years of this country, if you came over here, you were going to assimilate into America. Italians had to learn English. Spanish had to learn English. Germans had to learn English. You had to learn it. If not, you were going to be a second-class citizen. Now they're trying to make America not only bilingual, but bicultural. So you have other people coming here waving their national flags in our country. A nation has to have a unique identity. If you want to come here, you're saying, I want to become part of your nation. If you come in as a diplomat or if you come in on a visa, that's different. You come and you're staying for a while, you're going back. But if you're coming here to stay, you're supposed to assimilate. But he says, no. You want to start celebrating a country that's bilingual and bicultural. He said, and then you want to have multiculturalism. America used to be a melting pot, but now they want to call it a tossed salad. Everybody got their little parts. What does that cause? Division, anger, hatred, competition amongst cultures instead of the unity of a nation. And this is where the strife comes in. And so every Congress now has its little caucuses, Hispanic caucus, Black caucus, Latino caucus, progressive caucus, Jewish caucus. And everybody goes to their little corners. And nobody wants to call themselves an American anymore. It's a hyphenated American. And it's causing all of these, all this hatred, all these factions, all this envy. And you see it happening in real time on the Democratic Party side because we all want to tell everybody, you're an American. If you tell a black Democrat he's an American, I am not an American. And you said number three is you want the fastest growing demographic to be the less educated. Wow. The inner city, you're finding now more and more people are being less educated in America. It's just this man on the street thing that's always so terrible because they ask a person a simple question. Who's the first president? When was the Declaration of Independence adopted? When was the Civil War? Who was president during World War II? Wow. What's 2 + 2? You have a demographic that is so uneducated, so ignorant, that you can get them to do anything because they don't know any better. This is why I told you the Democratic Party is made of three types of people: ignorant, crazy, and evil. The only educated people in the Democratic Party are the evil ones. They're like the Nazis who were educated, but they were evil. The fascists were educated, but they were evil. They have a class that's educated in evil. So the less educated, and when you look at the illegals, when you look at the black community, when you look at the poor, yeah, you're finding that they're all part of that Democratic Party and they want to keep them that way. And then he said you want to get foundations to fund it. Yeah, George Soros, the open borders, the teachers' unions. NAACP, SCLC, black churches, all funded by these rich white liberals. Man, you can go on down the line. You find these organizations all over the place. This is why Trump put a stop to all these NGOs, where the government funding was going to them, and they were using government funds to press this crazy ideology all over the country, Planned Parenthood, giving... all of these illegals, all this free stuff, shipping them the parts of the country where they're needed so they can control the numbers in the census. Yeah, all these NGOs were doing this. They were doing this with government money. Then he talked about dual citizenship, where you can come live in America, but then say that I'm a citizen of another country, which means that you have divided loyalties. Yeah, you have a lot of people that do this now when it comes down to Israel and Mexico. And there are more people that do it than you think. So again, it weakens America, where everybody says, either you're all for me or you're not. I'm not going to have any dual citizen. It's like you getting married to a woman, but you still got a girlfriend on the side. You got two wives. You're married to a woman, she got another husband. You can't have that. And if you do, you don't have any respect for yourself. And believe me, Democrats have no respect for America. And then it's number six was to make it taboo to criticize any of it. Ah, man, if you go against it, you're racist, you're white supremacist, you're a homophobe, you're a transphobe. They got a name for everything. If you don't like jokers walking around with dog cats costume on, you're a furry phobe, I guess. So if you criticize anything, you can't judge nobody. Yeah, you can. You can take that one and throw it out the window, man. Yes, you can judge. And yes, you should judge. If you don't judge, you're a fool. Hell, how do you make a decision if you don't judge? That's why I say you can't judge Democrats or these perverts and these weirdos. Just walk around with pink and blue hair and tats on their faces and piercings all in their faces. And you won't look at them and act like they, and let's say, man, what's wrong with you? You can't judge me. Well, I'm judging you, okay? Get the hell away from me. Go act like you got some sense. You're in the state of rebellion. So they want to make it where anybody that looks at this with contempt and forms the right opinion, they want to dissuade you of it by calling you a racist, a homophobe, or a transphobe, or a xenophobe if you don't like immigrants. They got a name for you to try to make you get back and deny. Oh, no. Call me that. Yeah, hell yeah, I am. Say it again. And then the last one is most important. You're really seeing this one. Donald Trump really turned this one on his head. He said, make it impossible to enforce immigration. Even now that Trump is still the border, now he's trying to run these people out. You see the hell they're raising? Man, the Democrats saying they life left for that. They have shut down the whole government behind this. Look. Illegal immigrants have assumed so much power in the United States of America that they can demand that the Democratic Party shut down the whole government of the most powerful nation in the world. Our military is not getting paid as of this broadcast, as of this taping. Illegal immigrants have shut down the government and then marched all weekend on No King's Day to demand that we get them free stuff and allow illegals to stay in the damn country. That's like a joker done broke in your house and you want him out. He gonna go out and march, baby, to stay in your house and eat your food and sleep in your bed. And you got to sit back and allow this. It's insanity on top of insanity. Hear me. Illegal immigrants have garnered enough power in this country to shut down the government. I want you to sit back and ponder that for a moment. Pause for effect. We want you to give us free medical care, or we're going to shut down your government. Well, that just hurt my feelings. And you people are going to go out there and vote for these Democrats who allow these people, who are not even citizens of this nation. According to the Constitution, the slave trade ended in 1808. That means no more Africans could be bought to the United States of America. That means that because I'm here right now, according to the Constitution, my people have been here at least since 1808. 1808. And yet, illegals have the power to shut down the nation, which I've been here for 20 generations. People that just crossed over the Rio Grande a year ago. And the Democratic Party bows to it. That's a travesty. That is a shame. But Mr. Lamb called it, didn't he? Richard Lamb called it. Then the last one, sensitive people like me make sure that I can't spread this. Well, you know what? This is why you got to like, share, and subscribe to my channel so that I cannot be censored. You know, they've been shadow banning me and keeping me down, but we still growing. We grow every day. You can't stop us. This movement is going. See, We've gotten, you know, talking about too big to fail, we've gotten too big to fail. We are the majority here in this country. They can't censor all of us because there are too many options now. You know, Trump got Truth Social. We got Rumble. We got, Trump called in Mark Zuckerberg and told him, hey, Zuck, you're going to get online and I'm going to put you in jail. And Zuck, he cut it out. We got X with Elon Musk. See, they can't do that anymore. You know why? Because the American people spoke out. They can't censor us. Why do you think they raised so much hell when Musk took over X? They knew that their monopoly on the truth is gone. Why do you think that they got mad when Trump did Truth Social? They knew that their monopoly on the truth was gone. They can't stop us. They can't stop it. Truth beaten out to the ground will rise again. Can't be stopped. They tried. They gave their best bet. They gave their best hit. But there are too many patriots in the United States of America. You need to understand, though, what you're seeing here is not an accident. It is not organic. It is a plan. They've been working on it for decades. It's here. When they activated it, we let you know that they were activating it. And the American people responded by re-electing Donald Trump. And we're putting them back on their heels. We have them in retreat. And when we make them retreat, we're going to do what Ulysses S. Grant did. He's going to destroy the army. You don't let them get away like Meade did at Gettysburg. No, you pursue. You destroy. We have the Democrats in retreat now, y'all. That's why you see me here every week pursuing the army, man. Hell yeah. I'm going to grab them by the nape of the neck, and I'm not going to let them go. And no matter what, we keep hitting. And we ain't going to stop till they surrender. We're going to make sure we put their tombstone in the graveyard with all of the rest of the failed political movements that tried to take on the children of God. Whether it be the communists, whether it be the Nazis, whether it be the fascists, whether it be the Ku Klux Klan, we're going to put them all where they belong, whether it be the Confederacy. We beat them all. And we're not going to stop. So this plan to destroy America, it's just a plan. They've activated it. It's been defeated. And we're going to continue to defeat it. So let not your heart be troubled. We are here. And I am here to wake you up. And I hope I did you some good here today. So join me again for another edition of the Vince Everett Ellison Show.